I want to welcome everyone to another episode of Keeping It Real with Frankie D, the very first Italian-American podcast and the home of the Italian-American moment. I'm your very proud host, Frankie D, and we can be heard and seen at ItalianAmericanLife.com. Please like us and follow us on all the social media platforms. My guest today is Michael Cesario of a group called Pietre Vive, which is Living Stones, and it's a group of an international group of Christian youth communities. So, Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Frank. I appreciate it very much.
Well, I'm really glad you're here, and it's a very interesting topic and group, and I can't wait to learn more about it. But before we get into that, tell me a little bit about where the family's from in Italy.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so my father is from Calabria, from a small town called San Fili. So I'm half Calabrese, and then my mother is from Sicily. So she was actually born here in America, but her family is from Sicily, and she had lived there for some time in a town right next to Mount Etna. So half Sicilian and half Calabrese.
And you've been to Italy?
I have, yes, a few different times. Wish I could go back.
Towns as well?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And they're both small towns, I'm assuming?
They're both very small towns, but very charming. So that packs a big punch.
Well, very nice. That's good. That's good. I know that you are part of a society here in Chicago. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah. So the San Francesco Society is something that I went to as a kid. Or was a part of as a kid, kind of going to the different festas. So primarily the San Francesco de Paola Festival. But it's my understanding that they also do much greater work as a part in conjunction with the festa. So I know they do some charity over the years and different things like that. So my father was a part of this organization. And now myself and my brother-in-law, along with my father still, are part of this wonderful organization.
That's great. And I know all these organizations and societies need younger people. So that's very important, very important. And I know that you also are a member of a feast band, and that you don't come across very often. So tell me about that as well.
Yes, the Sicilian Band of Chicago, La Banda Siciliana di Chicago. I've been in that since I was 15 years old, and I play the trombone in that band.
Wow. Okay. How old are you now?
I'm 31.
So you've been a member of the Sicilian band for 16 years.
Yeah. It's been quite the wild ride too, with all the experiences and going to all the festas in the summertime and meeting just wonderful people. It's been a blast.
You know, I'm curious about a couple of things. Do you guys, okay. So you perform obviously in the summers. You're here in Chicago, so you're obviously not performing in the winter. You have X amount of festivals that you're performing for. Do you practice in the winter? Do you get together for anything?
You know, Frank, we do. So we do rehearsals in the wintertime. And really, after being in the band so long, we play the same songs year after year that a lot of the band members memorize the music. So it's been, I'm not at that point just yet. I know I should be after 16 years, but I'm working on it, getting everything kind of memorized. But yes, we do rehearse in the wintertime.
And what is your instrument that you play?
The trombone.
The trombone. Okay. And from my point of view, being an outsider and just watching you guys, it seems like there is at least a decent representation of younger people in the band. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes. Our maestro, Chris Bucaro, he does a great job of recruiting younger musicians to the band and get them excited because it's so unique. It's such a different way of being a musician, but also just exposing yourself to different, very unique experiences. So a lot of people come for their first gig and they love it. And then they tell their friends, and that's kind of how it grows.
Well, that is awesome. And I will tell you, from a person that attends a lot of these festivals, I'm a part of a couple societies as well, and I've even, you know, worked boots in some of these festivals. The band is the key. The band
Thank you.
Oh, it's the truth though. It gets me going. It's such an integral part of it. I couldn't even imagine not having it. So God bless you and all these younger people and all the older people that are involved with it. And please keep it going because it's so important for us.
Frank, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And whenever you're at a festa, I know I've seen you at a couple of them this summer already. Whenever you hear the band, come over and say hi. And that goes for you and all your listeners as well.
Absolutely. And if we can sneak a little selfie picture, we'll do it. Okay.
That works too.
Yes. So Pietre Vive, Living Stones. It's very intriguing to me. I know just a little bit about it. That's why we're here. Please tell me, give me an overall general explanation of the group itself, if you could.
For sure. So this organization is awesome. It's fairly recent. It started in 2019, right on the cusp of the pandemic. So I believe it started right before the pandemic. And the idea of it is that it started in Europe. So it started primarily in Italy and in Rome. And it's a very new type of ministry. And myself, I've been working in ministry for about 10 years now in one capacity or another. So when I heard about this opportunity, I got very excited. And what they do, Frank, is they had saw that a lot of people were coming to Europe and going to these beautiful churches. And they were walking around and they were taking pictures and they were looking at it through the lens of a historical and a touristic type of way. Okay. And there's nothing wrong with that, I guess, when you first look at it. But when you take a deeper look, there is a very missed opportunity, because if people are going to churches to admire the artwork and admire the architecture, and they're not understanding the reason why and why that is all put together in the first place because of God, and it connects back to the gospel message, and it's life changing. And it's living, like Pietre Vive, the living stones, the stones of the churches. That is the real beauty, is what it represents and what it's for. It's a temple for the Holy Spirit. It's living. And this group had seen people come in year after year and just walking through the church, taking pictures, and not understanding the beauty of the symbolism. And again, that they were missing the most important part of the whole point of a church, is that this is a temple for God. And they were just looking at it through the ends of art. And then they would go make the rounds after 5 minutes and then leave the church and go to the next church and take pictures and put it in their album when they get home and think nothing else of it. So this was a great idea that they saw an opportunity to go in there and offer free church tours. So they saw these people coming in, wanting to look at the church and the beauty, and they offered free church tours. And in that church tour, they infused it with the gospel message, and they infused it with their own ministry. And it's been wonderful. It's been in catching on. And sometimes that's the first point of meeting people, and maybe they have not known God or Jesus at all. They had just shown up on a vacation, went to a church to see it for the beauty. And that is maybe the first point of getting people to understand that there's so much more behind this beauty, and the reason why will change your life. So Pietre Vive, Living Stones, they're such a wonderful organization that started kind of in a response to a modern phenomenon of tourism, and it's been growing. And yet, like you said earlier, Frank, we are the first chapter in the United States, and I hope we can grow to more cities besides Chicago.
Well, that sounds great. Quick question. It starts in Italy, starts in Rome, more specific. Does this have a connection, a tie to the Vatican, or it doesn't?
I don't know exactly the direct ties that it may have, but I do know that the Vatican does offer indirect support, and they do. There's nothing direct connected to it. But I know just from other members that there is a good sense of camaraderie and relationships built between Pietre Vive and the Vatican, but no direct link to my knowledge.
Okay, but it does make sense, because if mm-hmm. tours of Catholic churches, which I'm assuming that's what it is, yeah, there would be some type of a connection as well. Okay, so you mentioned, so there's groups you call them chapters all over the world. And the only chapter in the United States is in Chicago. Were you part of the founding of that chapter?
I was not. So I had to come just kind of late to the game in earlier this year. So I had met through the current president of our chapter, Peter. He's a friend of mine, and I had met him, and he told me about this wonderful organization, and kind of knowing my background in ministry and my passion for learning more about how to minister to people and how to understand the church and the world in which we live in today. He was like, this is something that you would really love. And he was right. So that's how I got on board, but I was not a part of the founding Chicago chapter.
Okay. Could you tell us some of maybe the requirements? So like, you know, say I'm interested, but there has to be some type of requirements to be a part of it.
Sure. So if you want to become a member of our Pitcher Vive chapter here in Chicago, the requirements are fairly loose. So we ask that in good faith that you contact one of us. And if you go to our website, pietroviva.org, and you look for the Chicago chapter, we have all of our information there. There's an email and a few different contact options. So go ahead and reach out. And we just kind of want to get to know the people that want to join. And of course, requirement is to be Catholic, a practicing Catholic. And to eventually get to the point where you're giving church tours, there's some studying, of course, and knowing the specific church that you'll be given a tour at and tying that back to the gospel message. So there are some requirements, but it's something, Frank, that if anybody's interested, any young adult that is here in Chicago, a practicing Catholic interested, please reach out. We want to talk with you, and we'll work through all the hard requirements, which aren't many, but we just want to make sure that whoever we're working with kind of has a good idea and is comfortable with giving a tour.
And when you say young adult, do you have like an exact age requirement for this?
Yeah, so we're looking from anywhere from 18 really to about probably age 39.
Okay. And I'm assuming, so it's only Chicago, United States representative. If other cities want to start a chapter, is it the same type of thing, like look on the website and go from there?
Frank, that's an excellent question. So that would be a process where, yes, similarly, they would have to go on and seek out different contact people. Let's see here. I got the website pulled up here. I'm trying to see if anybody wanted to start a chapter in another city, if there's a process here, an application. I don't see one here, but if anybody is interested, definitely reach out to the current president of the Chicago chapter, and we can get you in touch with how to do that.
And in the same regard, I was thinking possibly like the Chicago chapter itself maybe has, you know, contacts in, let's just say, New York, okay, huge city, and say, hey, did you ever think about, you know, starting this, and, you know, give the explanation and so on and so forth, correct?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. I did have one experience. I believe Pietre Vive was present in Chicago. We have a, due to a gentleman named Carlo Vanilla, he runs the Festa della Repubblica for about 15 years now. And it's the Italian National Day, and it's usually like the first Sunday of June. And it starts off with a mass at the Shrine of Our Lady of Pompeii. And I believe last year that Pietre Vive was there that actual day to give tours.
Yep, we were there.
Okay,
yep, so we gave church tours that day.
Okay, so like I'm assuming somehow through someone you you know, get info like, hey, there's going to be this event that's happening at this church. So right off the bat, you have a lot of people. Is that how mm-hmm. it works?
Yep, exactly. Yeah, we tried to go exactly where either there's a festival or some sort of church event is prime, and then kind of attach ourselves to that event and offer our services.
Okay, no, that makes a lot of sense. And I'm sure it sounds like it's a it's a younger organization. I did myself. I thought it was something that's been around for decades, to be honest.
I thought the same when I first figured this out, that this exists. I was like, oh, this seems like something that's been around for a while, but it hasn't been around too long.
I think it's just embedded in us that anything dealing with like Rome and Italy and the church, and you think like it's been here since like the 1700s, but
right.
Yeah, no, it's a brand new baby, basically.
Yeah,
it's only about 4 years old. So being so new, that's also adds to the reason that I don't think it's very, very well known, especially here in the United States, because there's only one chapter and the whole group has only been around 4 years. So I could definitely see this growing here locally in Chicago, and I could definitely see new chapters being started as well.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, that would be absolutely amazing if we could do that.
Yeah, no, I definitely see that. There was a younger group, not just based on Christian youth, but it was a younger Italian-American group about, 30 years ago. And it started out east, and that's what it did. It kept growing chapters. And there was one in Chicago, and they ended up with about 8 different cities. So this definitely has the potential to grow. And I think it is a matter of the more it gets known, the more it's promoted, the more publicity. If you don't have people in other cities, maybe contacting your group here in Chicago, saying, hey, how can we do this? I'm sure if your group here in Chicago reached out to like contacts in one other city, I bet you I could see this thing going much farther. So
I think so too, Frank. I really think so. And it's interesting because a little bit more context on how it formed. So back in like the early 2000s, there was this idea of having the Living Stones. So that phrase Living Stones, that was kind of first used to refer to a group of volunteers that just kind of congregated at a Frankfurt cathedral. And throughout Europe, a few different kind of quote unquote unofficial chapters kind of popped up with this idea. So 2003 is kind of when that name kind of got branded Living Stones. But it wasn't until 2008 where they kind of came up with a more stable formula for the Italian version of it. And then it was actually in 2010 that the Living Stones of Naples was kind of born. So not 2019, excuse me. I think 2019 was when it started to be more abroad, but it was really 2010. So, but still fairly recent.
Absolutely. In Italian terms, very, very new. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I was thinking about this. Is there, has there been, or is there talks of like maybe a type of conference, like for the whole thing, like a, I guess you'd have to call it international conference with like all these different chapters, maybe possibly probably going to Rome. Have they done anything like that?
Yes. So they have all sorts of conferences. The last one was in Naples earlier this year, where they get really everybody or whoever can make it from the different chapters across Europe, mainly to different conferences. So, like I said, there was one in Naples earlier this year. I know there's one in Hungary coming up in fall here. So I really would like to go to that. we'll see. So pray for me, Frank. I hope I can make that one.
Yes.
But yes, they do have different international conferences just to kind of help with formation and different things of that nature.
Sure. Well, I'll tell you, Michael, it sounds like a great group. It sounds like it's all good. We need young people to be involved in this direction. We need them to have faith. We need them to believe. We need them to be a part of things. So it's all good. And I commend you for your work with them. And if you may, please give us that website once again.
Sure. So if you go to, and Frank, thank you, by the way. I really appreciate that. It's been a really a blessing to come across this organization. And for anybody who is interested in learning more, the website here is www.pietre-vive.org. And that's PIETRE hyphen VIVE.org.
Perfect. Perfect. And no, that's great. And I just want to throw out there, I from what it seems like to me and in my experience with organizations and the Italian community, if there's people that are in that age group, don't, I think people always have this fear of like, oh my God, what are they going to want me to do? It's going to be overwhelming. And they just kind of stay away. And I always discourage that because it's like nobody is going to put pressure on you in any capacity.
Exactly.
So it's very casual. What you can make, and what you can't, that's okay as well. And that goes to your group and to all groups. Don't shy away from being involved in a club, organization, group. For that reason, because I don't think it's that way. And especially speaking for the Italian community, anybody to willing to give us, 10 seconds or a quarter of an inch, we take it with a big,
Yep.
nobody's, turning anyone away. So I would kind of assume that Pietre Vive is kind of in this mode as well.
100%. Yes.
Okay. So all you people from 18 to 39 out there, check it out. See if you have any interest. If you do, contact the local Chicago chapter. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. And anyone out there in a different city in the United States, in Canada, I don't know if you do have Canadian representation. I didn't check that, but
I don't believe so at this time.
really? Okay, well, the Toronto's out there and Montreal's and all those cities. It would be great to look into starting a chapter.
Yeah.
So, Michael, thank you for your time, your interview. Thank you for all your work for our faith and our people.
Well, Frank, thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity and having this platform to connect with different Catholic Italian people, and especially the younger generation, is phenomenal. So God bless you and your work, and we really appreciate everything.
Well, thank you, Michael. Thank you. I'm happy to help always. And you hit it on the head. Our younger people, our younger Italian Americans, we do have to do a little extra and try to get them on board. It's a very important thing. So thank you once again for the interview and all your work as well.
Wonderful. Thank you, Frank. Appreciate it.